The story of Noah and the Ark is a fascinating story. It's a story that covers a great deal of words, a great many words, but I sort of whittled it down to just a few words. The story of Noah and his Ark was the idea that God spoke to Noah and said, "Noah, I want you to build an ark," and he gave Noah the specifications for it, "and I want you to go around the world and collect 2 each of every specimen of life on the face of the earth." Noah built the ark. He listened. He didn't judge whether this was logical or reasonable. He didn't say, "This ark really isn't all that big." But he didn't know the mystical proportions within the ark that God had designed. But he built the ark. And then he went around the world, selecting 2 of all living creatures, male and female. And he brought them to the ark. Now this is an outrageous possibility. Who can believe that one man could go around the world and collect 2 each of every specimen of life that lives, and bring them to a boat, bring them to an ark up on the mountain, and have them go into the ark? Now, where would Noah get all the food for these animals? Yet he had it. Where did he get all the water that they needed for the 40 days that they would be out? But he had it. Where would they have the space to be? Well, it's a mystical ark. It's an ark that has indefinite size inside, infinite possibilities. And that's more the story that we are to listen to than the story of the mere fact of Noah and the ark, the mere fact that the ark did exist, the mere fact that there was a man called Noah of great age, and there was a fact that he did collect, and there was a fact that water did cover the earth, but did it cover all? And there was a fact. We, as we listen to this story of Noah and the ark, are tempted to say, "How can that be?" But as we go on in our physical sciences, as we go on in learning more about the physical sciences, we find that these things are not as impossible as they seem. We find that as we study the holodex, as we study the idea of this system of being, that miracles to our thinking today are the reality of tomorrow. But that reality of tomorrow is here today if we would open our eyes to it. And the story of Noah and the ark is one of the suggestions of opening our eyes to the infinity, the possibilities that are reality when one is told to follow the rules and follows them without exception. Noah followed the rules as the divine in him told him. Here he was a man who had no experience in building arks, but he built a very noble ark. He had no experience in raising, caring for animals of every description and bringing them to his ark, but that had no consequence. The only thing that mattered was that he was told to do it, and he did it. When we follow directions, we will find that we too will be like Noah. We too will be able to do the impossible, the improbable, the unlikely. Because it is not the physical thing that we are doing. It is the mental acceptance that we follow the divine within us and do whatever it says, however it says. We have that glorious opportunity in us. Noah took it, as did many other of the biblical characters, as do many hundreds and millions and billions of people on the face of the earth today and in its total past, all following the divine intervention of saying, "Yes, it's possible." Leonardo da Vinci drew submarines and other things, helicopters and what have you, long before there was any way that it could be brought forth. And yet if he had pursued that aspect of his artistic inner awareness, he could have brought it forth like Noah and done things out of its time. But of course, if he did it out of its time, then it would have been its time, and the time would have been now. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.